From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Nick Zakos has been reinstated as Hudson Youth Director, according to a statement issued by Mayor Rick Rector November 7th. The decision came less than a week after Rector demoted Zakos to Recreation Attendant Level 4. The mayor declined to provide specific reasons for the demotion, citing personal reasons. The mayor said reinstating Zakos was the result of, and I quote, a lengthy discussion, end quote, with Youth Commissioner Mark Bryant in the wake of the massive public outcry in reaction to the demotion. Rector said in a statement, and I quote, it is my understanding that both Mark and Nick have agreed to work closer together in the administration and management of the department and have determined specific areas of needed improvement, end quote. Rector failed to provide an explanation for the commissioner's or the mayor's change of heart. First Ward Alderman Kamal Johnson, chairman of the Common Council Youth Education, Seniors, and Recreation Committee, said he believes the decision was made in response to the public support for Zakos. The reinstatement was made effective November 7th. Editor's note, Johnson is an active WGXE programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the public hearing held November 5th on the proposed $119 million 2019 Green County budget. The proposed budget represents more than a 5% increase in spending over the current year. A presentation by Green County Administrator Sean Groden was followed by public comment. Scott Myers of Catskill was the first to take the floor, and he focused his comments on the planned $39 million jail facility. Although New Baltimore Representative Republican Pat Linger attempted to silence Myers on the subject of the jail, Myers made the point that the county's decision to build a new lockup in Coxsackie was fiscally irresponsible. Robert Janikowski of Tannersville also felt the jail was relevant to the budget. He said, and I quote, I'm interested in how the county invests this money. I think the jail is at the bottom of the list of what the county should invest in, end quote. The controversial jail bond approved by the full legislature in September will contribute $300,000 to the county's debt service in 2019, according to the budget document. Janikowski also said the effort to maintain corrections jobs was misplaced. He proposed an amendment to the budget calling for a new look at alternatives to incarceration. Phoebe Potter of Westkill also voiced her support for an exploration of ATI options. Joe Bullock of Catskill said he was concerned that the county was overspending. Bullock asked, and I quote, this budget is not sustainable. People can't afford to live here and start businesses. This county isn't what it used to be. Why do we need this government for 40,000 people? End quote. The budget goes to the full legislature 6 p.m. Wednesday, November 7th at the County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Veterans Day is an official public holiday observed November 11th to honor military veterans. And Bill Williams has a rundown at the WCTW-FM website of some of the programs planned for the next 5 days to honor area veterans. Veterans Lunch, November 8th, sponsored by Questar 3, annual event at the Education Center on Route 66 in Greenport. There are two seatings at 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Attendees can bring a guest. Information at 518-828-4157. Veterans Breakfast, November 8th, sponsored by the Hudson High School Kindness Club. The event is open to all area veterans. It takes place in the school library from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Information at 518-469-3562. A Veterans Ceremony and Lunch, November 8th, at Columbia Green Community College. The ceremony takes place in the Arts Center Theater at 11 a.m. Lunch is served in the Student Dining Hall from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. All veterans are welcome. Veterans Day Assembly, November 9th at Catskill High School. Performances by the high school band, concert, chorus, and the Treboliers. The event is held in the high school auditorium beginning at 9 a.m. Refreshments will be served. All veterans are welcome. Veterans Dinner, November 10th, presented by the American Legion Post 252. Spaghetti dinner for all area veterans and a guest at the Mellonville Firehouse on County Route 9, beginning at 12:30 p.m. Information is at 518-672-4757. Veterans Assistance Day, November 10th, hosted by the Hudson Elks Lodge. Organizations will be on hand to help with housing, employment, and medical issues from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., dinner and music until 8 p.m. Information at 518-828-9059. Veterans Breakfast, November 11th, at the Catskill Elks Lodge from 9 a.m. to noon. The lodge is located on North Jefferson Avenue in Catskill. And of Hudson's Veterans Day Parade, November 11th. The annual event begins at 10:15 a.m. with the laying of a wreath at the 7th Street Park. The parade steps off from the park, continuing down Warren Street to 4th Street and over to the Columbia County Courthouse. Following the ceremony at the courthouse, the Hudson Salvation Army will serve lunch to veterans at the former St. Mary's School located at Allen Street and 3rd Streets. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.